Christian marry a non-Christian? This is a point which comes up quite often. It's a question asked. I'm a Christian sister in the church or brother. I'm in love with a gentleman who is not a Christian. I'm in love with a lady who is not a Christian. How is that acceptable or unacceptable to the Almighty God? Because first, it's not how acceptable or unacceptable it is to the church. You have to think, how is that in keeping or out of keeping with the will of God? Should a Christian marry a non-Christian? There are quite a few things I want to share on the subject. But first, Christian marriage is a commitment, and it involves three people. What y'all say? You think it was two? No. Notice I'm talking about Christian marriage. It is a commitment. It's not just an agreement, while that is in it, but it is a commitment. In a mere agreement, you may have some exceptional clause here and there, and you have clause in agreement which give you it, like those clauses are escape act. You can get out of that agreement based upon this or that. But marriage, while it is an agreement, it is a commitment. And it is a commitment that involves three individuals. It involves the husband. It involves the wife. And it involves Jesus Christ, a Christian marriage. It must be entered, if you are a Christian and if you take Jesus Christ, Christianity, and the church seriously, if you take your soul seriously and your relationship with Christ, you cannot enter a marriage and not consider Jesus Christ as a part of it, and what his views and your conduct is. So Jesus Christ is a part of it, as well as the husband and the wife. And as I've just said, if Jesus Christ and the church are important to you, then marriage should take place within the faith. Let me repeat that. If Jesus Christ, if your soul, your spiritual self, your godlike self, your soul, if that is important, if Christianity is important to you, if the church is important, then, as I've said, common sense will dictate that marrying within your faith, that is marrying someone who share your religious, your spiritual values is almost imperative. In fact, since I'm on that point, in courtship, your relationship with Jesus Christ, your Christianity and relationship with Christ should be a part of the mix in your courtship. What do you mean a part of the mix, Brother Mitchell? It should never be put on the shelf. Your Christianity should never be swept under the rug when you are courting. May I? If that happens, you are going to suffer the consequence. Truly. If there is one thing you need, that is, if you are sincere, if you are genuine, if you are not playing the hypocrite, there's one thing that you must never be ashamed of in courting, is that you are a child of God, or at least trying to. So this is what I meant when I said Christ and your Christianity should be a part of the mix in courtship. You should think in terms of marrying in the faith. We are not at this point when we are saying, I'm just stating what is wise and what common sense would dictate. But we are not at this point talking about whether or not it is wrong or sinful for a Christian to marry non-Christian. That's not what I'm getting close to that, but that's not what I'm here discussing. When I point out that marrying in the faith, I'm pointing out that is the wise thing. From observing marriages over umpteen years, and from reading and even studying on the point of the family, and in a few seconds or minutes, I'll be pointing out what most, if not all, social scientists, psychologists, marriage consultants has found out along the line of one marrying in his or her religious faith. But I pick up that we are not at this point looking on whether it is wrong or sinful. I don't touch that point so far. We are looking on the wisdom. We are considering the liability and the healthy or unhealthy relationship that the marriage can turn out to be when we marry outside of our faith. That's what we are dealing with here. When you, as a child of God, and if you are serious about that relationship and your eternal peace, not only that, if you are serious about peace in your marriage, if you are serious about a stable marriage, you will do all that you can to marry within your faith. That is, marry a fellow Christian. May I? There is nothing that is able to stabilize our marriage and home life as Christianity. That's right. A man and a woman getting married need destabilizing and the constantness that Christianity brings. You and I don't have to be an observant person to realize that the world and its standard is not constant, it's shifting. It changes. You believe and you are led to believe something strongly today. In another 5 or 10 years, the very people that encouraged you to believe in it 10 years ago throw it one side and tell you that was foolishness. That's the world, and you don't have to be an observant person to see that there's no constantness and stability in the ways of the world. Changes. I am alarmed and feel for the Americans when they see a political system that has served them for these 200-300 years, they see it now as very fragile. That's society. I'm alarmed at the fear that went on for the past many weeks, when it was felt that if the lady had won the election in France, the very NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, where from the past World War, some wise nation come together and decided we better put some things in place that another world war not break out by accident. And therefore, NATO was formed. And it is a good thing, because it has hindered many world wars from being fought. And the election in France, just today the result come out. They were afraid that if the lady had won, because she had already pledged, she would form friendship with Putin, who would kill off the innocent people. What is the point? The instability of politics and whatever else the world offer. Christianity and Christ is not like that. You may get tired of Christ, Christianity, and the church, but you know what? They're going to promise stability and consistency. And look here, if there's a place you need that is in your marriage and your home, something you can hold on to that doesn't change. Society doesn't give you anything like that. So we need Christ. So again, don't compromise. Don't sweep your Christianity under the rug when you are courting. Keep it in focus, because you're going to need it in your marriage. every social psychologist, Every marriage consultant, they all tell us that unity in religion is a very important factor that influences the success and the harmony of a marriage. Unity in religion. When the two people share the same belief, etc., etc. The people that I've mentioned, they are not necessarily Christian. You know. When I talk about the social scientists, when I talk about the psychologists, when I talk about the marriage consultant, these are people who, from the secular point of view, they have studied marriages and why marriage fail, why marriage work. And literally all of them come up with the view, the fact that one of the factors that influence marriage for better is unity in religion that help the marriage to be a success and help to maintain harmony in the marriage. I'm going to end here, and when I pick up back, if you don't interrupt me, I'll finish my lesson. Thank you.
We will stand and sing song 288, 288, 288. Please.